This is Joanne Bishop. Today's date is April 15th. The time is 1:15 p.m. I will be interviewing Mr. Walt O'Dangler of Saginaw, Michigan. Topics to be discussed are early circus days in the Saginaw County area and Mr. Dangler's personal experiences with this subject. Mr. Dangler, you said that you had an uncle that was a bandmaster for the circus.
Yeah.
And did you help him at all, or you ever go to the circus around when you were a boy?
Well, I always went to the circus, but I never traveled before.
Uh-huh. And you were telling me about the early circus in Saginaw, and you said there were quite a few of them. Right? Could you tell us what some of them were?
Well, the Grinning Brothers and Barnum & Bailey. And there was Hagen Beck and Wallace. And there was Sam Sparks. John R. Robinson and L.G. Barnes, mm-hmm. and many more, but I just can't remember them all.
Quite a few little traveling circuses.
They all traveled by rail.
They traveled by rail. They had the railroad then when the circuses
they
came.
Had their own cars and coaches and everything.
Oh, for heaven's sake. And we talked about they had parades.
They had a circus parade. In the morning at 10 o'clock, the circus parade would leave the showgrounds and travel over the Court Street Bridge over through the West Side Business District and down Michigan Avenue to West Tennessee and over West Tennessee to the East Side Business District, and then they traveled back out to the showgrounds, the circus grounds.
The circus grounds, so it was held outside then, those days?
They were all held outside. They were all under canvas.
Under canvas. Okay. We talked before about a story you told me about the paintings. Do you remember that story about they set some paintings out? We were talking about the art, and they set the paintings out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. There was a fellow there who had three paintings, and of course he had a lot of time on his hands in between shows, so he'd done three paintings. And he went to the management and asked him if he could put those out in front of the main entrance. And they rejected it first, but they finally agreed to let him put them out there. So on the bottom of each painting he put a little sign, $50 each. And then they were out there about 20 minutes, and they were also, and he mentioned it to the fellas that took the tickets. If any of the boys sold one of those paintings, he would give them a dollar.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. And we got to talking about when some of the other things you remember around Saginaw when you were a boy, the flood you mentioned.
Well, in 1904 we had a large flood. And I got a pair of boots for Christmas, and my father took me down on a Sunday afternoon to the corner of Jefferson and Genesee. That's as far as the water come up, and my father said to me, "Now don't go out there too deep." I was wading in the water, but I went out a little deep and I filled my boots up with water.
Did we ever have any big snowstorms back, way back, that you can remember, like we had recently?
In 1912, we had a large snowstorm. I think that was the year the Wright Hotel burned, and there were six people. They were burned to death in that hotel fire, and there was it was a blizzard. There was so much water poured on to the building that the traction company had to hire men to pick the ice out of the tracks before the streetcars could run again.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Did they have, were they horse-drawn in the engines?
Trolley cars. Electric trolley cars.
Oh. How did the fire department work in those days? Was that horse-drawn yet, or do you remember?
They were horse-drawn.
It's a horse.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Have you always lived in Saginaw, Mr. Dangler?
Yeah.
You always have. You were born right here in Saginaw.
Of course, in the summertime, on the tip of the Lost River, they had a place they called Riverside Park. That was an amusement park. That was a place where they would have a good vaudeville at the casino during the summer months. And they had all the rides that the children could enjoy. And there was a fellow who sold Red Hots just as he was leaving the park. And his name was John Hayes, and everybody called him Red Hot John. Yeah. And the Red Hots were 5 cents at that time.
Long time ago.
And you got a big one for a nickel.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Mr. Dingler, what was your first job here in Saginaw when you were a boy?
My first job after I left high school was working with the Saginaw Hardware Company.
Uh-huh. Where was that located then?
I was over on the corner of Hamilton and Adams Street.
Okay, is that there anymore now? And you just retired from working at Saginaw Paint.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I'm retired or if I'm not retired. Because they laid me off in December, and they were to call me back. And, of course, now the company's changing hands. And I don't know what's going to happen.
I see.
Yeah. But then I worked for the G.W. Rusty Company a good many years. And they were hardware merchants. And later on, I opened my own hardware store.
What was that? Where was that located?
Genesee and Holland.
Genesee and Holland. Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. I was out there for a good many years. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed a good business. Mm-hmm. And I had an opportunity to sell it, and I sold it.
So you've watched Saginaw grow then. You really have, how it's expanded and everything. When you were a boy, did you go fishing down here at the Saginaw River?
Right on the banks of the Saginaw River, and you could catch beautiful perch, and you could also catch bass, and you could catch pike, and all good fish. And they were very good to eat. Then once in a while, in the springtime, my brother and I would walk out to Bridgeport. And my mother would pack up a little lunch for us, and we'd go fishing out at Bridgeport, uh-huh, in Cass River. Uh-huh. And then about noontime, we would come in, and there was a hotel, we called it the Center House, built on the principles of this one up at Mackinac Island. Uh-huh. And only it was much smaller. Uh-huh. And we would sit there on a nice wooden painted bench, and we would eat our lunch. And then we'd do some more fishing and walk home.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well. There's coal mines around Saginaw.
Yes, I understand that.
Yeah. And you could buy soft coal at the coal mines. The price would be around $2.50 a ton. Of course, you had to draw it home yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You could go out and get it up there with a horse and a wagon, and you could buy it there.
Mm-hmm.
There was a mine, they called it the Saginaw Mine. It was right there where the fairgrounds is today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then there was another one, they called it the Caledonia Mine. It was only a few blocks from there. And they were shrewd all over, and in the morning, the railroad train would come along of Holland there, and they would pick up these miners, and they would take them to St. Charles. There was a lot of coal miners around St. Charles, and they'd work there all day, and in the evening, the train would bring them back.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything about the lumber industry around here?
Well, not too much.
Mm-hmm.
All is out there. Used to be quite a few lumber piles.
Mm-hmm.
But for bringing, cutting the pine trees, that was all done before I could,
mm-hmm,
remember about that.
Well, Mr. Dingler, thank you so much for letting us come today. I appreciate it very much. It's been a